Alright, just a little bit more about the importance of cells. We've talked about the fact that the body is made up of trillions of cells, and we've talked about the fact that most physiological events are going to happen at the cellular level. So some of the things we need to realize are concerned with size. And one of the really important things is the fact that cells have different diameters and they're very small. So when we think about them, we're thinking about them in terms of millimeters, which is 10 to the minus 3 meters, and also micrometers, which is 10 to the minus 6 meters. The other thing is that the timing of events happens very, very quickly. It is going to happen either in milliseconds, or it's going to happen in picoseconds, and picoseconds are 10 to the minus 12 seconds. The other thing to remember is that although proteins, we talk about them being really big, complex molecules, which they are, in real terms they're very small. And when they move, which they will do in the cell membrane, etc., the type of movement we're talking about is usually measured in angstroms, which is about 10 to the minus 10 meters. So it's a very, very small movement. And then the other thing that makes cells so important is when you think about the fact that your body is made up of trillions of cells, that means the number of possible interactions at the cellular level is absolutely vast. And remember, that's where most of the physiology is happening, at the cellular level.